Blackstone Publishing presents The New Space Opera 2, edited by Gardner Dozois and Jonathan Strahan. This book was read by Tom Weiner, Bonnie Turpin, Caroline Schaefer, Richard Powers, Sean Runette, Tom Taylorson, Hilary Huber, Marguerite Gavin, Exi Sands, Erica Sullivan, Neil Shaw, R.C. Bray, Lloyd James, Tristan Morris, Kevin Kennerly, and Terry McMahon.
Introduction. The true heart of science fiction has always been the space opera story, the thrilling adventure tale of powerful rocket ships, dashing heroes, and far frontiers, stories of immense scope and scale, color and action, taking us to the ultimate limits of both time and space. 2 years ago, when compiling the book that became The New Space Opera, we looked to present a snapshot of how the space opera story had evolved from what Bob Tucker had in 1941 contemptuously defined as the hacky, grinding, stinking, outworn spaceship yarn, to one of the most popular forms of science fiction of the 80s, the 90s, and the aughts, and one where much of the cutting-edge work in today's genre is being done. As we noted in the introduction to that book, starting in the early 1970s, writers on both sides of the Atlantic, Ian M. Banks, M. John Harrison, Barrington Bailey, Samuel R. Delaney, Bruce Sterling, Werner Vingie, building on the work of earlier eras, from the 20s to the 60s, by such great pioneers as Edmond Hamilton, Lee Brackett, A.E. Van Vogt, Poul Anderson, Jack Vance, and many others, started experimenting with what had in some ways by then become an old and threadbare form, investing it with a much more rigorous approach to science, a greater depth of character.